Yes, yesterday I was speaking with Ion to get a flow for the book, to get a flow for what I'm doing, and JW and I are working on one of the book chapters now. So in the interim, I got a lot out of yesterday's discussion about the different sets of bodies and how just things about my flow. So I wondered if Ion could give me, maybe we'll start specifically with some information about my hearing loss that I've had since I was a teenager, to see if there's some way I can start reversing that.
Sure. Okay. Let's do it from a larger perspective, because it's not just all about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's work, but it is.
Right.
Because if we don't answer yours, you won't do the work. So it is about you, but you're not doing it selfishly. You're doing it for the larger scope of the dynamic of understanding your place between you and you.
Right.
So what this has to do with is something called string theory.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay? The process of the vibration is a string. And if you took your life as a plane, a flat plane, which it's not, but let's just for informational purposes, you can visualize a string.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And every choice that you make to please yourself, sometimes by desire, sometimes by default, sometimes by choice, direction, whatever the reason is,
mm-hmm.
that ends up being a veering off of a straight line path.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Looking for the fastest path to your joy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you realize that you can veer off that straight line path, like A, I'm here, Z is the end of my line, straight line from A to Z is the fastest path to my joy.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start singing the alphabet, rolling along, and you realize that you turned here and you turned there and you married this one and you didn't marry that one. Then what would it be like if I'd have married this one, or what would this experience been like if I'd have followed this path? Or what if I'd never lost my hearing? What if I'd had it all along? What if I had a battle with weight? That I had to battle that in within myself? What if?
Mm-hmm.
See, we didn't go too far. We just went a little ways.
Mm-hmm.
The what ifs are the veering off of that straight line.
Mm.
Now we're describing this, and you're going to jump us. Well, it sounds like you're saying that that's what's wrong. Well, no, it's not what's wrong. We're just, you asked the question, how do you get where you are from there?
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was the question. How do you get where how did I get where I am from where I was?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was following a string theory.
Mm-hmm.
And that theory then is the consequences. Whose consequences? Your consequences.
Mm-hmm.
From, and now, it just jumps right into example after example after example, and you don't want the example. You want to know what we're talking about.
Right.
Every choice you make, okay, we've done this a little bit with the left and rights, with direction.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what we're talking about, but we're marrying into the string theory.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that every vibrational moment is attached to a chord.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If you could think about it that way.
Well, when you say every vibrational moment, it's like every moment.
Yes, but
okay.
Some moments don't vibrate.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because they don't do it for you.
Oh, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, you get talked into doing this thing that's supposedly the fastest path to your joy, and you embrace it, and you go down that path, and then you find that leads to destruction.
Well, that still carries a vibration, though.
Yes, it would, but you could decide that it's not the fastest path to your joy, avoid it, remove it from your experience to go a different direction. So even if it's not a desired chord, which is also a part of a vibration, it's what you use to gauge your geographic direction. Do I embrace a relationship with this person, or do I can't stand him and I want to leave him alone? Do I go to the movie or do I not? Do I move to Asia or do I stay happily where I am? Do I sleep with him and see if I like it, or do I not sleep with him? Kind of thing. Even down to the emotion sides of love at first sight, even to how it is through the seasons, the reference points between you and you within the seasons. An example, a Canadian living in North Canada, when you ask them what cold is, they'll describe cold. Well, that may not be your cold. They may decide that, gosh, anything above freezing is just deliciously wonderful.
Okay, so back to the being on a straight line and you...
No, it's not on a straight line. It's not. We just said if you pictured it that way.
Okay.
And then every choice that you make makes a curve or a veering off of that straightest line. Because see, what the string theory says, that all these different choices and directions have a causal effect on your reality.
Okay.
Okay. Now that process, then you realize it's like in your drug world, where you take a little bitty dose of something and it really knocks the top of your head off. But then that steers off the straight line. And then you get to a point where you even come what you call chemically dependent on it. Where it takes a whole bunch of that same drug to even have any effect. You've gotten used to it. Now that's still a vibration, is it not? But it certainly takes more and more and more because you're accustomed to it. That path or line is normal. There's no drive or newness or deliciousness.
But that I don't understand what that example has to do with string theory, veering off the line.
Veering off the line. We're not saying veering off the line is bad. We're just using an example of why the vibration, it takes more vibration to get the same kick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, that's okay. I don't know if I want to go there, because you've tried this that the addict and the drug thing many times, and I don't seem to respond to it that well.
Okay. We could do it with wetness or coldness or dampness or...
But I get it. I mean, I get it. You know, more or less is a different vibration.
And not a bad one, just different.
Yeah,
you're
that's
the
fine.
One that adds bad to it.
Yeah. Okay.
You're the one, you have a question. Here's the question. This next step that I take, and that has a consequence. It has no consequence, Carolyn. But you add a consequence to it based on where you are on your string in the string theory concept of your evolving life. And that's based upon your vibrational perspective.
Well, it's based on what you have as your rules and regulations, basically.
Well, we would say yes, and then you turn right around and try to tear that up. Okay.
Well, what's the difference then? Because when you're bringing in a new term now, based on your vibrational perspective, so how's that different from rules and regulations?
It's not really. It's noticing where you are. Because you judge whether or not you're happy on your path or not happy on your path based on what you see.
So you have a rule of regulation that causes you to do something, and then your reaction to it is your vibrational perspective of what you've done.
What you use to judge how you're doing on your path.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Okay.
And here's the example. The next step you take, we say, doesn't matter. It has no relevance.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And you go, okay, so I'm standing here, and I'm going to go to the down the hall, and I take these steps down the hall, and I don't have to think about it. Okay? But you could be having the same conversation at the edge of the Grand Canyon, and that next step could put you off into the ravine.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd notice that because of your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean eyes. You notice we didn't say eyes, because blind people would feel that edge more probably more closely than you would sighted.
Yeah.
So we're talking about perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd mm-hmm. say, well, okay, is that a bad thing? Parrots say people who take parachutes and jump off cliffs, they take that step without any big deal. And mm-hmm. they pull their chute and they fly and parasail or whatever it is that they do when they fly off the sides of the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the perspective is I'm going to jump off the side of this mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever fear that would cause them to affect their string theory of their path and journey is affected by their perception of this next logical step.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you can bring that all the way back down to having an extra piece of pie or not having an extra piece of pie
mm-hmm.
based on a consequence. We're saying that the consequence is a moot issue. It's your response to the consequence. It's what activates that reality that you judge your steps by.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we would say don't eat the pie at all until you align with it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do, you can have the whole pie and it won't make a difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It'll actually make you stronger, happy, healthier, wise. Every illusion of grandeur that you'd like to activate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So see, that's that duality, but it's in a string theory. This is different than what we've laid out before.
Mm-hmm.
We've used these tactile examples, the touchy-feely part, but why can't you hit a home run every time?
Yeah.
What
mm-hmm.
you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I have a thought, an idea, a concept, energize it in my physicalness, activate it through my non-physical, open up the sieve of my mind that judges the outcome,
mm-hmm.
allow it to flow seamlessly, and it become a manifested reality every time.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it a hit and miss?
Mm-hmm.
And it has to do with your perception of your string theory that you judge where you are based upon your perceived notion of reality. Reality.
Right.
That's the difference.
Okay, so that's all good words. And then back to me finding my hearing loss in my teens. How did that happen specifically?
Specifically is you were going on a straight line and you made a choice and it activated something that was not positive, and those were the consequences of your unaligned actions, which eliminated for you your ability to resonate with the vibration of hearing.
Mm-hmm. And what was the unaligned action that I took?
Jumping in, getting in the cold water. And the experience, the fear base that had been set up with your relatives drowning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was a fear thing. So then that fear, when it happened to you, activated that part.
Yeah. Now
and
as
so it
I
showed up as a manifested experience for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you're still here.
Well, as I know it, that the sort of drowning, the early near-drowning thing was around age 8, but I
yes.
didn't start supposedly to develop the hearing loss until like age 15 or 16.
But then you don't remember.
Right.
So how can you tell the difference?
Well, that's why I'm asking Ion, which...
It started slowly, and it was activated, and
mm-hmm.
that fear was built.
Yeah.
And so therefore, you had a much greater fear of water than you had not of hearing.
Yeah. Now,
see, you didn't see the lack of hearing as a problem.
No, I didn't.
You didn't, and it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, as far as you were concerned, everybody heard the same way you heard.
Because, mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. in effect, what actually happened was it became superimposed. You actually understood better than most other hearers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, think about that.
I know.
What's the difference in understanding and hearing?
Yeah, yeah.
I heard you, but I didn't understand you.
Yeah.
Now, you've had that before.
Right, right.
Or someone will have a missed word, and they'll understand it, hear it differently. And you go, no, 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 I heard it clear. It, what they said this.
Right.
Now, I don't know what they actually meant to say, but this is what the words that were uttered. Now,
very nice.
Did we finish up with your string theory? Because we only got started.
Well, I don't even know where you were going, so I doubt if we got there.
Okay. So now let's apply string theory to your new journey, new activated journey of hearing.
Okay.
You have choices, and you're not on the path because you're not at 100 and 100.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's not really fair. Non-physical should take you automatically back to 100 and then let you go on 100 a while and see if that really suits you.
Mm-hmm.
And then veer back from 60 and maybe take 60 to 71 and a half, and that's what you're comfortable with and no further.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really fair because you're at 60-10, and you got to work yourself back to 100, but you're not really sure if 100 and 100 is what you had in mind.
Because
you don't know, you haven't been there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's your desire. So now the next level of where you are, getting you back to that line of 100 and 100, oh, let's. You don't. Who said 100 was the top? What about 110?
Yeah.
Remember but there the.
And then in terms of not being there, presumably when I was younger, I was hearing in a normal range.
But you don't even remember. So, ours holds more water than yours.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Yeah.
You win.
Go ahead.
On that one, I concede some, though, but that one is like, well, great, show me the science, and I'm right there with you. But that's okay, because then it should be, that makes it easier to go back to 110 and 110.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, but see, you've got to come back to that path of the string theory that gets you back to where you think you want to be.
Uh-huh. Okay, so does each, when you talk about the string, I guess I thought of it as a life, your whole life, but you could have a million strings.
That's right. That's why when you changed worlds, when you went to your Maui, your version of Maui,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden there's no fear and degradation of swimming in the water.
Mm-hmm. Oh, why? Because it's a different string?
Different string. You have no fear regarding it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're trusting Lawrence, who's not even there anymore, to keep the pool water right.
I know. And, yeah, that's a problem. Maybe.
No, it's not a problem. You're okay with it, so it won't bother you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you see? What is it? Well, no, we won't even go there. We were going to go through this. No. We won't. We don't want to tear up your pretty new world. We'll leave it the way you like it. It's perfectly fine. Now, other parallel.
Is non-physical patting me on the head and being patronizing?
No, non-physical is just trying to letting that bird lie. It'll hold for another day.
Okay.
Because you don't want to activate something, you see. You don't, because the chip body has an effect on the gauge of your sieve.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so much fun with Bob. The worst thing he has in his whole entire life is he thinks he's going to have a hangnail.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or Carolyn, there's a splinter in my foot.
Mm-hmm.
No, Bob, there's not. Yes, I see it. Wait, that's right there. And Bob, I've done an x-ray. There's nothing there. Well, it feels like it's there. Can you get it? Okay, I can open it up and pick at it. No, we can't do that. It'll open up and then it'll be sore. No. Well, what do we do? You know, you've been down that path before.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's minor, but he will not allow anything to go by until he addresses it thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, there's never this great big thing that sort of waylays him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Correct? It's like when he's gone over the topic 2,714 times. You were over it the third time.
Yeah.
Same thing. Now you got to hear all 2,714 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, 60-10 wasn't so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be your laudable conclusion, and that's okay. That's okay. And but it's your wanting. So That's the only reason we're embracing it.
Okay, so we're...
You hear better than everyone else we know that has 100-100.
Right, right.
So to get you to 100, it's going to be 160 and 110.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's hearing and it's understanding, too, because I look for all the nuances so that if I miss a word, I kind of fill it in and fill in a whole bunch of other things at the same time.
Yes. And if that doesn't fit your constructed meme, if that doesn't fit what you fill in with, the cracks and the lines and spaces, if that doesn't fit your archetypal construction, then it doesn't work at all.
Uh-huh,
and those are the ones that when you have a session with us, that it confuses and protracts and doesn't make sense and can't get there from there and the words don't work and it's not the right meaning and what are you trying to say? I can't get that from there. And it just becomes this big thing because you thought you didn't hear.
Uh-huh.
Or you did hear and didn't understand. That's worse than not hearing.
Uh-huh.
But it's easy to say, sorry, your speaker was far away and I didn't catch that. So maybe I missed the communicative meaning that you were trying to convey. But it wasn't that at all. It was you were nowhere in the vibrational proximity of getting even close to the topic that you had engaged.
Right. Or Ion got me down a rabbit hole that I couldn't follow.
Exactly. And and either way, the pay is the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Either way. Whereas total recall, that's what you're talking about.
Right.
Total recall. And that means 100-100 or 160-110. That means knowing the even with discernment what the motivation is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's the dynamic of hearing people and their disconnection. Because
mm-hmm.
You see, in order for you to be a hit, you've got to get down in the muck with all these people in their most disconnected places.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're never going to notice that they're there.
Yeah.
So how are you in your perfect life, living your perfect world, in your perfect Hawaii, with your perfect husband, in your perfect climate, going to figure out how somebody's drinking sewage and getting sick and being poisoned by their environment, you know, living next to Three Mile Island and having their food imported off farms from the Love Canal, how in the world could you possibly embrace them, give them an empathetic hand, rather than just saying, stop sitting in front of TV and watching Restless Leg Syndrome commercials?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how am I doing that?
You know, how are you doing in that?
How do I do that? Because that's what I do.
We have no idea. We have no idea. Taking from the most disconnected ones and helping the worst of the worst to become the best of the best, we have no idea. Because number one, how are you going to empathize with them if where they are? How would you go about doing that unless you went there?
Well, that's what I seem to be doing, is being able to help them. But why doesn't non-physical know how I'm doing it?
Because the only way you can do that is to sift it out and not hear what they're really saying, and take them to where they can hear what they can do to cause them to change their place of wanting. The same thing you ask non-physical, and you say, I can't hear well, how do I hear again? Well, non-physical has to become unhearing to give you the answer of what to do to become hearing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We have to go to where you are. We go, well, you just remember when you could hear perfectly and try to go back to that place in your mind, and you can't remember that place, so you're lost. Non-physical hasn't helped, or you haven't helped.
Right. So if I get my 161-10, it sounds like what you're saying is that I won't be able to go into I'll be hearing so much of their stuff, it might be too much for me, because right now I sort of block out some of the worst of it and just keep seeing them as the best of them.
Well, you know, you can do that part, but how is it that doesn't help everybody? And the blog of tomorrow wants to help everybody.
Yes, yeah.
And it doesn't. And it's frustrating because you're like, well, we can't even be cheeky about watching commercials about restless leg syndrome without sending the natives up a tree.
Uh-huh.
And that's no big deal. What are you going to do when you say when you have cancer, that's powerlessness?
Yes, and... Mm-hmm.
So you're asking how do I continue and get better at what I'm doing and eliminate my possibilities of what I consider less than with my 60-10 here and be able to deal with the most disconnected ones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and now notice we keep really pushing that most disconnected ones. That has to be with the most disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
You see? It's like your Kingdom series. You got to get in such a way that the most people will buy the book. No, you just have to have enough people buy a book that many times, enough times, that the numbers work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You could sell one book and sell it a million times, and you're about on the bestseller list, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you get to put a label that it's New York Times bestseller, so therefore it's got to be good.
Right.
Well, and then we'll probably have to get an organic sticker, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Organic. Only buy organic. Well, here it is. It's organic.
This is an organic book. Okay, so that's very interesting. So my talk about wanting to reach everybody is stretching me to a point where, well, I can reach everybody, but half of those everybodies are not going to, you know, even want to hear from me. And
correct. Mm-hmm. You become pious. Who are you to tell me I don't have that restless leg syndrome?
Yeah.
Who are you? What made you judge me?
Uh-huh.
And you go, no, I wasn't judging you. I'm just saying you're watching all these commercials and you're taking these drugs and having side effects from these drugs, and then you get yourself so strung out that you find me on a website and I'm supposed to cure your ills.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what you got to do, and if they ain't hearing it, it really doesn't make any difference.
Right. Yeah, that's very interesting. Good.
So the dynamic or the twist becomes you fix your words, and then those that embrace it, and those that don't, you're not going to help anyway.
Mm-hmm.
We always say a lover who loves, the ultimate desire, the ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the saver who saves or the healer who heals, mm-hmm, or the giver who gives.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't have something to give, if you're out, you don't have anything to give.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't help them, you get to where they are.
Mm-hmm.
In lack.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes a delicious, wonderful dynamic of how you see things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say you have contrast. You know, okay, let's play with that a little bit. You have contrast. You're way off that path, and it's gotten going horribly wrong, and you don't know what to do, and you don't know how to do it, and on. We say, stop. Don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because from that place of not hearing, if they say go, you're not going to hear go. And if they say stop, you're not going to hear stop.
Mm-hmm.
So don't take a step until you can align with the next step or the next direction that works, pleases you.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even write, don't even answer the email. You know when you answer it and then you don't send it?
Mm-hmm.
When you want,
mm-hmm,
to think about it a minute to make sure it's not too cheeky?
Yeah.
Don't even write it the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That just activates your feeling place.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in the Ed box.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And that's okay. Because, see, you got to get to a place where you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Otherwise, it becomes a desperation step. Desperation steps just cause more desperation. And it activates that desperation.
Mm-hmm.
And even if people around you are in desperation and they're clamoring to do anything they could do, you can't stop them or have an effect on them. Okay, you didn't ask me before, so why are you asking me now?
Right.
Seeking my cognitive advice.
Right.
So I'm not culpably responsible for your feeling place of how far you are from where you are to make you happy that's causing, that you're using now to judge why you're misconnected of why I can't help you. See, when we say it like that, it sounds silly, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just getting a little lost because I wanted to go back and ask you about don't even write a negative email that you just keep in your inbox or your drafts. But that's interesting because a lot of psychology, they tell people to write that nasty letter and then, you know, burn it. But they suggest that people write the nasty letters and either mail them or not.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that
activates more desperation, that person that's causing you to anger is more powerful than you are.
Hmm.
Every single time, without fail or exception.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it be. Because if you want, how many wars would there be if the person, if the other warrior won't fight?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How long does it last?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Husband and wife, the War of the Roses. Mm-hmm. If the other one won't fight back, what fun is it? They won't even fight. They won't even tell me I'm wrong.
In terms of dealing with a person who has a whole bunch of negative baggage, then don't they want to express it and get it out rather than festering it inside?
And how does that help? How does that help?
I don't know. I mean, I don't.
Anytime you have whatever it is, that's what you're activating. You always get what you think about, whether you want it or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's not our rule. That's your human creator's rule.
Mm-hmm.
It tightens up that sieve and nothing else will flow through, and then it gets all blocked up and bogged up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to have drugs for constipation
because
it just won't flow.
Mm-hmm.
Where we would say if you've suffered from constipation, eat.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, no, you can't. That's just making it worse. No, it's removing your attention to the blockage.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start eating, then you'll go. Now, we didn't say it would be the easiest path you've ever been down, because Miralax is the answer, remember.
Mm-hmm.
So, you avoid it and just act as though that it works the way it's supposed to. Hear like you can hear.
Mm-hmm.
Hear like you can hear.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's no lack. Mm-hmm. You heard everything.
This is all good stuff. Have I gotten enough of this string?
No, we're good. We'll but you got all you're going to digest. There's more.
Yes.
Bob hasn't even had a chance to nab at it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, but yes, there's tons more.
Yeah.
Because that's going to get you into marrying your new theory of everything.
Let me just say about the email that Ion sent. Let me see it. You said there's a new concept surfacing titled The Labyrinth of the Mind.
Yep.
So, not today probably, but do you want to do it as a CD, or how do you see that?
Well, please yourself. You judge that.
Okay. So you've got The Labyrinth of the Mind, and then with the...
Do you want a clue?
Yes.
Do you know what a clue is?
A piece of the puzzle, I guess.
No. It's a ball of twine.
A clue is a ball of twine?
Yes.
Hmm.
And with that ball of twine, guess what you use it for?
It
ties to where your beginning place is.
Oh, yeah.
And you unfurl the ball of twine,
mm-hmm.
and it helps you figure a way back out of the labyrinth.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody wants to figure out how to get to the middle, then you've arrived.
Right.
There's no exit door there.
Right.
So now it's just as hard to find your way back as it was to find your way in.
Uh-huh.
And if you had a clue, a ball of twine, now you'll need to check with your Noah Webster and where the word clue came from and
right.
all that stuff. It doesn't give you the answer, it gives you an out.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
And then we can develop the labyrinth of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
You won't go places that you can't get back from.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, that's very nice. Now, look how clear and perfect that was with no examples. Okay.
Well, we were just giving you a clue.
Yeah. I like the clues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
well,
you would want to look that up, though, and get all that.
Okay.
What your historians say about it to make sure Ion's not telling tales.
Okay. Okay, then we'll look forward to that. And anything else you'd like to say before we complete?
Just the completeness of this flow. It's very easy. Anytime it gets so protracted and constricted, just stop and we can do another topic. It's not significant.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than causing a big disconnection, leave it for a little bit till we catch up.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and it'll make it easier because then you'll just have a concept and an idea of what's going on now. Well, gosh, what does Ion have to say about
mm-hmm.
Los Angeles on fire and getting hit by a hurricane?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how many times is that going to come up in conversation?
Mm-hmm.
But if these words were recorded and you were on that topic, it would come up of this time, of this date, of this place in the words where mm-hmm. those were discussed and embraced.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, that makes sense. Because the way you're putting things out, I mean, Bob's becoming the expert in knowing that. It's like, You've set the stage for so many things, you know, right
and
at the beginning.
He gets it. Now, he'll fight it to the end, and when with Ion, he's going to mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to mix it up. But now anybody else asks, he has the whole totality of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He sings our praises more than we do.
Mm-hmm.
And just about knows the words better.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's an embraceable thing. And he stops it till he hears it. Where he's
100%
and can't hear, you're 60-10 and get it every time.
Right, right. But yeah, he does stop until he totally hears it. It's true.
Period. And quizzes it and solves it and sieves it and can digest it.
Right, right.
So it's good. It's very, very, very delicious.
I know it is. Okay, then. I'm good. If you're good.
We are. And then, have you talked to Bob? Does he know if he wants to play tonight?
I haven't asked him. No, I haven't. I do not know that. But
then tomorrow is melting titanium.
Right.
So if he doesn't, that'll be fine. We'll just play tomorrow.
Okay.
If he does, then we'll see how we go from there.
Oh, I'm just in my moving out of this place to get the tape. I'm creating a mess.
You're doing fine.
Okay, I'm good. Thank you very much.
We are complete.
Thank you.
Very fine.
Okay, shall I turn off the tapes?
Yes, that'd be great.
Okay.